Hello and welcome to Feminine Fire, a podcast where spirituality meets soulful business strategy. I'm your host, spiritual life and business coach, Bec Cazillo, here to help you ignite your inner fire and step into the highest vision for your life and business. Join me as we explore what it takes to get out of your own way, uplevel your worth, master your mindset, and build the spiritual business of your dreams. If you're a spiritual woman ready to create a life and business that truly sets your soul on fire, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. This is Feminine Fire.
Hello, hello. So happy to be here recording another episode of Feminine Fire for you. I want to talk to you today about what to do when sales are slow. Because I know right now there are many businesses out there feeling the effects of the last year or so of interest rates going up, cost of living going up, and people being a whole lot more discerning around how they spend their money. Now, of course, people are still spending. All of the sold-out Taylor Swift concerts across the country are evidence enough of that. But I want you to know, first and foremost, that if sales are slower for you right now, you are not alone. And secondly, there are things you can be doing to bring in some quick cash to your business and to set yourself up more sustainably to be able to ride out these times in the future. Because business is always cyclical. Things will always come back around and you are in this for the long term. So sustainability is where it's at. And I can't stress this enough, but you want both. You want to have sustainability baked into your business, and you want to have the strategies to create a quick cash injection when you need it. Because really, that is one of the best things about being a business owner, the financial freedom, having the uncapped earning potential and the ability to generate cash when you want and need it. The power is literally in your hands. You don't have to wait. You don't have to ask anyone else for permission. You can go out there whenever you want and generate more money. So in today's episode, we are talking about what to do when sales are slow. I'll be sharing firstly the mindset you need, why your mindset is so vitally important, particularly at times like these, and how to move through any fear or uncertainty so that you can show up for your business and do what you need to do to turn this around. And then secondly, looking at the practical actions you can take, where you need to be spending your time and what you can actually do to support your business in both the short and the long term. So the good news is if sales are slow right now, you can do something about it. And that's what I want to dive into today. Let's talk about what that actually looks like. Firstly, on the mindset side of things, if sales are currently slower than usual, how are you feeling mindset-wise? Let's do a check-in here. What's coming up for you right now? Because in my experience, any challenge we face in business is likely to throw up all of our mindset shit, all of the doubts, all of the fears that we haven't yet moved through, those niggling little thoughts that sit in the back of our mind, they come forward and they make themselves known. So if you've had less sales than you usually do, you might notice more of these mindset wobbles, more of these thoughts coming forward that are not helpful. And it's worth saying here that it's okay to have these mindset wobbles. We all have them. Doing the mindset work doesn't mean you'll never have a negative thought ever again. You just get better at moving through them quicker, noticing those thoughts when they come up, and having that self-coaching conversation with yourself to say, "No, not today, Satan. You are not welcome here. Thank you very much." So doing the mindset work, it doesn't result in the absence of any negative thoughts whatsoever. It's about being able to catch and reframe those thoughts and having the skills and the practices to move through them. So it's okay if you're feeling a bit wobbly in your mindset right now. When it comes to slower sales and the most common mindset blocks, here's what I see most often and what you might be experiencing right now. You might be experiencing self-doubt and what it means about you, your business, and your abilities. You might be experiencing fears around what it means for the future. You might be experiencing disappointment or even shame, which can be linked back to that self-doubt as well. And it's okay to feel your feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed when things don't quite go to plan or don't quite turn out the way you expected. It's okay to feel fear around the uncertainty of what the future looks like. But what you don't want is for that to hold you back from showing up for your business. You don't want to be running your business from that place, from those emotions. So how do you move through these mindset wobbles and these feelings? The first thing you need to do is calm the fuck down. And I say that with so much love and a bit tongue in cheek, right? But you will find it so much harder to coach yourself through these mindset wobbles when you're in a dysregulated place. And often when we're feeling these things, when we're feeling fear, doubt, disappointment, we're in a heightened state. Emotions are running high. Everything feels hard. We want to burn it all to the ground. That is not where we want to be. Whether that's to do mindset work or to make decisions for your business, we do not want to be in that place. So if you're feeling heightened and dysregulated, first and foremost, how can you come back to your center? What practices are going to support you to do that? Don't keep going over and over the same shit in your mind. You need to break that state. Go and do something else. Get outside, eat something, have a break, go for a run or a walk or a swim, have a shower. Whatever it is for you, do that. Make that a priority. Looking after you is number one. This is the priority because this will mean you can move forward with less resistance. And that is so important when we want to do any mindset work or make any decision in our business. Come back to that place of center and calm and then move forward from there. Once you're in that more regulated space, you can then reflect on what's coming up for you and do that in a way that's more detached from the emotion of it all. Because it's important to not take things in your business personally. Yes, sales being slow sucks, and it's okay to feel disappointed about it. And there may be lessons in it for you that you can take and use to improve things. But ultimately, it doesn't mean anything about you as a human being. And it also doesn't mean anything about the long-term success of your business. It's not personal, so don't take it personally. Don't make it mean something it doesn't. If you find yourself doing this, once again, breathe, come back to center, and then let it go. So you want to reflect on these thoughts and fears and feelings that are coming up for you without attaching meaning to them, without judgment. Try to observe them and get curious about them. Maybe you want to journal on them and reflect in that way. Maybe you want to have a conversation with a coach or a trusted friend in order to help you process them. Either way, you want to do that reflection, you want to process them in some way, and then start to question them, start to reframe them. Is that fear really true? What other possibilities exist here? How can we reframe that? How can we counter that with some evidence in some way? What would you say to a friend who was experiencing these thoughts or fears? How would you support them? Start to ask yourself these questions so that you can reframe these thoughts, reframe these fears, and start to replace them with more supportive ones. And finally, when it comes to mindset, you want to be really mindful of the conversations you're having with people in your life. I know a big topic of conversation in my circles right now is the economy. Whether it's the cost of groceries or higher interest rates or our spending habits or did you see that this business closed its doors? It's something that I've become more aware of recently because these conversations are ones that I'm having over and over again. And it's important for our mindset to not only be having these kinds of conversations about money and business. Our brains are naturally geared for negative bias. We tend to give more weight to the things that go wrong than the things that go right. And our brain is also wired to look for confirmation of those things, which is why you'll start to see more red cars on the street if you've just had a conversation about red cars. Our brains can only take in so much information at one time. So it automatically filters out anything it doesn't think is important. And the things that are important are the things that we think about and talk about more often. So if we're constantly talking about and thinking about and worrying about money and sales and the cost of living and how expensive everything is right now, our brain is going to look for information that confirms that as our reality. So we need to train our brains to look for the positive. What about all of the businesses that are thriving right now? What about all of the businesses that have opened up recently? Yes, maybe sales have been slower, but what about the sales that you have made this month? What about the clients that have continued to work with you again and again? What about the incredible people that you are already serving? be really mindful of the conversations you're having and start to look for the good news stories. Start to focus on those and lean into your own gratitude practice around what you do have rather than what you don't. Okay, so that's the mindset side of things. Let's look at what this means practically and strategically for you. The first thing before deciding on any next steps is looking at the bigger picture and asking yourself, what are your goals and priorities right now? Is it making some quick cash? Do you need a quick cash injection right now? Because when you've had less sales than you wanted or expected over a period of time, you might have a hole that needs filling. And it's important that you fill that hole so that you can keep your business running. You can pay your bills and you can pay yourself too. Cash flow is important. And if that's the case, your priority needs to be bringing in cash and making sales sooner rather than later. So please, for the love of the goddess, don't stop selling. That's really, really important. This is not the time to take your foot off the gas. This is the time to go all in. If you need cash, you need to show up, get visible, and sell. And if this is you, I want you to go and download my new free guide, Your Money Making Strategy Playbook. I've pulled together 5 super simple, super practical strategies you can implement to make more money in your spiritual business quickly, with 3 bonus scripts that you can take and use to increase your cash now. I've created this in a way that makes it really easy for you to take these strategies and start implementing them in your business straight away. They're not complicated. They're simple. They work as long as you work them. So go and download your own copy of the playbook. It's free. The link is in the show notes, or you can head directly to beckcazillo.com/moneyguide. Okay, so you've implemented these quick cash strategies. You've continued to show up and sell your offers, and your immediate cash needs are met. Amazing. It is only then that you can then start to look at the longer term and what changes you need to make to ensure the long-term sustainability of your business. What is this slower season showing you about the gaps in your business model? Because it's likely that it's bringing some of those things to light. To do this, we want to start with the data. What is the data telling us about why sales have been slow? This is really important. Essentially, we want to diagnose the problem before finding a solution. This is so often the mistake people make online and why they get shiny object syndrome. Sales are slow, so you get worried. You're not exactly sure why that is, but before you take the time to find out why, you see someone online sharing how they achieved XYZ result in their business. It was all because of this one thing they did, and you think that that must be the one thing you're missing, when that's not really based on anything to do with your business or what you're experiencing right now. It's not tailored or personalized to you. You need to first know what the problem is. Do you have a lead gen problem? Do you have a conversion problem? A sales page problem? A messaging problem? An offer problem? Like, what is the actual problem? Why are sales slow right now for you? And yes, the economy, cost of living pressures, all of that is very real and it is impacting people's spending. But they are still spending. And as a business owner, you have options. You have things you can do. You are in the driver's seat and you can use the information that you have about how your people are currently engaging with you, how they're currently engaging with your content and your offers to make decisions that support you in your business in the long term. And when you look at the data, you'll be able to see where you're losing people in your funnel, where you're losing people on that journey from finding you to buying from you. And then you'll be able to decide, okay, these are the changes that you might need to make. This is the solution to your problem. This is the strategy moving forward. And when I say data, I'm talking about things like website traffic, email open rates, email clicks, social media insights, podcast downloads. Look at what that data is telling you about your people. Chat this through with your business coach. Discover what the problem is first, and then tailor your solution to that. And I'm a big fan of the 1% tweak. Very rarely will burning everything to the ground support your overall business goals. What are the small changes you can make that will have the biggest impact in your business? Focusing on this will help you take a slower sales season and turn it into something that helps you build and grow your business in the long term, which I love. I love being able to take a less than fun experience in business and alchemize it into something that is fun, long-term sustainable business growth. So look at the data, diagnose the problem, and tailor the solution to that. Now, before I sign off from this episode today, I want to leave you with this reminder. Slow sales are not a reflection of you or your worth as a business owner. I will say that again. Slow sales are not a reflection of you or your worth as a business owner. Don't take it personally. It is simply a part of business when you're in it for the long term. It's a temporary challenge on your path, one that holds lots of learnings and has the potential to be a huge catalyst for future business growth. If you take and implement these learnings for the long-term sustainability of your business, the impact is one that you probably won't fully understand until you can look back on it with the gift of hindsight. And in the meantime, there is always something you can do to generate more cash. Cash flow is important. So keep selling, keep showing up, and look for the evidence that people are still buying, because they are. Don't buy into the conversation that they aren't. And if you want to know the 5 strategies I recommend when wanting to bring in some quick cash, then make sure you grab your copy of the free money-making strategy playbook. You get the 5 strategies, a breakdown of how to implement them in your business, plus 3 bonus done-for-you scripts to make it super easy to get started. These are tried and tested strategies that I use in my own business, my clients use, they work, and they've been designed to be implemented quickly so you can start to see that cash flow in sooner rather than later. As I said, you can find the link in the show notes, or you can head to beckazillo.com/moneyguide to get your free copy. And that's it from me today. I really hope this episode was supportive. I know it's never fun when sales are slow, and I really wanted to share something with you today that would support you to shift your mindset and then give you some really clear next steps to move forward practically and strategically. So thank you, as always, for listening in. If you loved it, if you learned something, if you had any aha moments or big takeaways, I would love to hear about them. Come and let me know on Instagram at @beck_Cazillo. I absolutely love hearing from you. I love chatting with you about what you love about these episodes, about what you're learning, about the results you get from implementing what I share with you. That is my absolute favorite. I've actually had multiple messages since last week's episode from some of you who were inspired after that to go out there, reach out to some people, and as a result, made some sales and got some people on your wait list, which is just further evidence that these strategies work when you work them. The magic is in the implementation, and I love hearing from you when you do. So don't be a stranger, come and connect, go out there and implement what we've talked about today, and then come and celebrate the wins with me. I would absolutely love that. Thanks again. That is me signing off for another week. I hope you have a magical one, and I'll see you next time on the Feminine Fire podcast.